It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us today.
What's up, y'all?
Filling in for Tori, who is out on maternity leave. Well, there's the newest side hustle in the so-called gig economy that we live in. And this is kind of interesting. I don't think I could make any money on this side hustle that people are doing.
Okay.
But people are renting out their clothing.
Oh, my gosh, so it's genius.
You think about the Airbnbs and stuff like that. A lot of times people rent out their house, their apartment, and that's kind of easy.
I'm for rent.
I wouldn't call it easy.
Maybe easy. Well, I guess a lot of people are into that now, and that's a great way to make some money.
Yeah.
But other things that you have, what would it be, you know, that you have that people would want? Especially look in your closet, too. What do you have that they would want?
Your car.
Oh, that's yes. One? Like yeah. You have one of those fancy antique cars or
it doesn't have to be that.
Your Corvette?
People need cars, and if you can do it cheaper than the rental place. But the problems with that is, no one telling how they're going to treat your car.
Well, these are things like renting mostly dresses. A lot of times girls will go to a party, and they'll need the fancy dress with the sequins and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So they will go.
Prom?
A prom, that's another one, yeah.
But there's businesses that, there's Rent the Runway. There's, all of these different businesses that have already profited off of it. So, why not be I'll just rent it out, cut out the middleman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
So you go and you get the whatever apps are available to do this.
Yeah.
And you're saying, and maybe you just go take a video of everything in your closet, whatever you want to rent.
Yeah.
I will negotiate with you. We can talk about prices. I got some fashion that was real, or fashion, fashionable stuff from, 10 years ago that's not in fashion now, but it might be making a comeback.
You want to rent some parachute pants?
Yeah.
And a members only jacket.
Yeah.
Come on over.
So, and Tom, I know you got some fancy clothes that you've gotten off eBay before.
Okay. I have no idea if I have anything old.
He did. He bought off of eBay a long time ago.
Well, you can get stuff I got some Armani jeans that they're jeans. They look fine, and they were saving money.
Yeah. Rent those bad boys out. Hell, let me borrow them.
I want to wear them.
I can see me getting an order. I'm like, oh, I've got these on. Let me take them off here. Here you go.
Yeah.
Just hand them over. It's still warm.
And with you girls out there, you got your shoes. You can just go ahead and scroll through. You need some for a certain dress. Or you could do the whole get up, the whole shebang. Maybe you're going line dancing. I need some cowboy boots. I'm going to rent me some.
To me, this seems like way more trouble than it would be worth. I mean, how much money are you going to make?
It's a lot of effort, I would feel.
Well, you get one of those big fancy dresses that cost $1,000.
I don't know anyone who has that. $1,000 dress?
Yeah.
A wedding dress?
Yeah, wedding dress. Is that something you could rent out?
Well, when my daughter was in her high school pageant, there are so many Facebook pages that you can rent out this dress for $100, and it's a $5,000 dress.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what? I think this could also save people some money in the weddings. Instead of you making your bridesmaid and the what's the girls called?
Maid of honor.
The maids of honor and the bridesmaids.
There's only one maid of honor.
I got you. What you do is you buy all six dresses and just keep them, and then you could rent out the whole six dresses, and that way they wouldn't have to buy them, and you can make your money back.
I want to be the best man. I don't want to be the bridesmaid.
Because they don't like buying those ugly dresses.
Not at all, but you could rent out those ugly dresses. I need an ugly dress, so you type that in. That I will never wear again, and I just want to rent it out.
That's a store, ugly bridesmaids' dresses.
Yeah. I don't think you could be renting out any socks or underwear. No, because that'd be like an Airbnbs instead of an Airbnb. Airbnbs.
Well, I buy jeans at Plato's Closet and shirts.
Yeah.
So that's really pre-worn. I'm not renting it, but it's been worn.
But please dry clean it or wash it before you return it.
Yes.
They would have to have some kind of policy with that.
Well, probably they are the one that cleans it.
Because didn't we talk about the clothing that gave you ringworm?
Yeah, that was new stuff from Vietnam and places.
Yeah, so you never know what you're gonna get.
That's true. Yeah,
that could be their slogan. You never know what you're gonna get.
Is it kind of like the Forrest Gump? Is it a box of chocolates?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When's the last time you read a book?
Well, okay.
Today I ask because it is Happy World Book Day.
Are you talking about a full whole book?
Well, obviously.
Like, how about a children's book?
What about a menu in a restaurant that's really, really long?
Only one that counts is Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
No, you've been to Stacks Omega, have you?
Yeah.
They have a huge menu as well.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all
it
delicious
is a fuck.
Too.
I do read parts of books. You know, obviously the Bible, I'll read that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, don't feel too bad because 1/3 of us haven't read a book in a year.
Oh, wow.
They say that the people just don't feel like they have time to read books. They made this a holiday back in 1995. And it's on April 23rd because William Shakespeare died 409 years ago today.
Wow.
He was either 51 or 52. No one's completely sure. He didn't have his Social Security card filled out.
Oh, yeah.
To be or not to be.
About 2 out of 3 of us say we'd like to read more, and they have a collection of books at home, but they don't always read those books that they have collected.
Yeah, I have a book on my nightstand that I have attempted to read at least 4 times. I'm a big audiobooker.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I like to listen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they say they don't have time because of other life activities. They prefer other forms of entertainment like TV, video games, or TikTok.
Well, if you think about that, you're reading a lot with your cell phone, just catching up on the world's events and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've read out at that point, okay? I can't read a book now. I've been reading on my cell phone all day.
Now, if I watch a foreign film on Netflix and read the subtitles, does that count?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it does.
It should.
They say you also don't have enough time because of work, also their kids, and then they have trouble focusing while reading is about 1 out of 5 people.
Or we have a life.
No,
honestly, people read, they're...
And that's fine, but don't judge, but they look down on me because I don't care to
read. Oh, that's true, they do.
But see, that's not right, so I'm going to look down on y'all for reading.
Honestly, though, people that read are much smarter. There's evidence of
that. They know it, too.
Yes.
Well, the category of book that people like the most is thrillers, crime or mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Historical nonfiction was next at 24%. Really?
See?
Oh.
That's not one I would like.
No.
I like science fiction myself. That's in the top 10.
What would historical nonfiction be, like the Da Vinci Code and stuff like that?
Not even close.
What?
It's nonfiction.
Oh,
my bad. You're right. It wouldn't be like a Da Vinci
Code,
though.
He needs to read a book.
It would be, I got my fiction and nonfiction backwards.
Okay.
So it would be like stories about like history that were...
Napoleon.
Yeah, so going back to history.
Yeah,
Da Vinci Code would just be a thriller.
Okay, so like Henry the whatever with all of his wives.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, that stuff interests me. I'd read that. Like the Other Boleyn girl.
Right.
I don't know.
And
I'd be into that.
Yeah, I think I was right originally. So nonfiction, it would be real stuff.
True stuff
that really happened. That's a long time
ago. Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
It could even be not long ago. It could be something like a couple years back.
Well, just to be fair, the Da Vinci Code was not real, so it would still be fiction.
Right.
But they said also biographies are big. That's like whenever Oprah writes a book and you're like, I want to read about Oprah or whatever. Then historical fiction, which is what I was confused over, that would be making it up. Kind of like that TV show where they had, it went back in like the, 1700s or 1800s, but it wasn't realistic.
Yeah.
Because it had like black people and white people.
Oh, like Bridgerton? Equal.
Bridgerton is what I'm trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
They had the current modern songs and all that kind of stuff. So that would be historical fiction, I guess. And then, of course, sci-fi, self-help, and romance made the top 10, as well as fantasy.
Okay, now that's something I will tackle some of the fantasy type stuff. Like Narnia, I like those books. Now, they were for kids, I know, but as adults, I've read those with Aslan. And I like The Hobbits. I like to read about hobbits and stuff like that.
I used to love The Hunger Games. Like, I loved those books.
Yeah. Those were good, especially when they first came out. It was like a big deal.
Yeah. And then what was the one book that was like that all the women wanted?
That was
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey is what I'm thinking about. But I feel like women love those kind of books.
Yeah, they like the romantic stuff.
Yeah.
Romance novels.
Yeah.
You know, this conversation is about as boring as reading a book.
Because you're talking about books.
Well, here's an interesting thing. Gen Z is the least likely to read books now because they are on their devices so much.
Yeah.
But they say there are some books that would get Gen Z interested in reading again, like Harry Potter and the Goblet of Adderall.
I haven't heard of that one.
That was sitting on my nightstand.
I did see that movie, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where the Wild Things Content Create.
Oh, yeah. Know that one, too.
Oh, the Places You'll Vape.
Oh, gosh.
What was the original book?
Oh, The Places You'll Go.
Oh, okay.
How to Make Eye Contact and Influence People.
Oh, there you go.
They could use that.
That's
one
how
sometimes.
To win friends and influence people was the book, though, right?
Wow, Hawk, you're making it more fun by the second.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what book it is because it's over my head.
Okay.
While you're talking about books.
This is an interesting one. You mentioned the Hunger Games. This is the Hunger Games student loan edition.
Oh,
I guess
yay.
To pay off their student loan, they have to compete. Mm-hmm. Charlotte's Always on the Web.
Okay. I know that one.
Hawk, you liked this one. The Lion, the Witch, and the Hall from Shine. Is that how you say it?
The what?
Sheen, Shine.
Oh, Sheen.
Sheen.
But
Sheen
like Hall. My kids call it Sheen.
Okay.
But it is Sheen.
I call
Sheen
it Shine because I'm like, I don't know how to say it. And The TikToker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
So these would be books that might inspire Gen Z to read more.
Yeah.
I was talking to some guy one time, and I said, hey, I just finished my first book. He's like, you wrote a book? I said, no, I read one.
That was funny.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us.
Ow, ow!
She is in for Tori, who is out on maternity leave.
Simmer down.
Okay, yeah. Too much energy. You can just say hey.
Hey.
Yeah. So passive-aggressive people are going to love this. What's the most polite way you can think of to tell someone that they're a jerk or they're being a jerk without it coming across too, you know, bad?
Well, my method is I say, you're a jerk. Just kidding.
Just kidding, yeah.
And they know I'm kidding.
He's not kidding.
That's, yeah. Okay, in the South, bless her heart.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Bless your heart, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I have no issue of, like, telling people that, like, you're kind of a jerk right now.
Really? You just call them out?
Yeah.
That's not really a polite way to do it.
No,
you can do that, but as a guy, you'll get beat up if you say that.
But the bless your heart, I use that when somebody goes, oh, so-and-so fell and they're getting a cast. Well, bless their heart.
Okay, well, that's different because you really
so
are
you
caring
have to,
there.
No, there are different ways.
It's got to be someone actually being a jerk. Well, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so they say, have the day that you deserve, or I hope you have the day you deserve. It's hard to call you out for it because it could be meant in a nice way, too.
Yeah.
It's very passive aggressive, though.
You could always say, what was it, that you're not as important as you think you are.
Wow.
That's not, that's not
passive. That's just aggressive.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
bad.
What's that one where they say, like, you enjoy that journey or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad that's a good journey for you or something like that.
I feel like a lot of these will get you beat up.
Probably.
I've never heard some of these, so y'all must
well,
be
he's
getting
only
them
done
a lot.
One.
Okay, if someone's a jerk and sends a long ranting email, reply with one word answers always gets their blood boiling. It's very dismissive. And so you're like, okay, or noted. That would really get them upset.
That doesn't me.
Okay.
That wouldn't bother you if you said a rant and they're just like, all right.
So you know what, Queen?
Oh,
yeah.
I got you. I thought you meant like, hey, you're going to the store now, okay?
No.
You're talking about like a big rant and they're chewing you out or something.
I'm on cold medicine.
Okay.
Allergy medicine.
So this is what Queen Elizabeth, she did when she was alive. How amusing for you is what she would say.
Oh, yes. Love it.
How good for you.
Yeah.
So that's when someone was being an idiot. They say you can just smile, and that's for mostly restaurant employees. Like, don't respond, just smile at whatever they're ranting about. Okay. I need your manager right now. Okay.
Because I feel like when people are, like, kind of popping off, like they're crashing out, silence is kind of, like, the most effective thing you can do because they're wanting that reaction back from you. So if you give them nothing, then they're like, what the heck? Fight me back.
I think being, like, just laid back about it, too, is similar.
Yeah.
Like,
because they're wanting that reaction from you.
Okay, here's one. If they're just ranting at you or, you know, upset with you, like, it's been great talking to you. Because they know that it was not been great talking to them because they're chewing you out.
Yeah.
Now, this one is, I thought, kind of interesting, and it has to do with driving. And, Tom, I know what you do when you see a jerk in traffic.
Okay.
You can't do that with the kids in the car, though.
No,
I can.
No, we can't do that.
Well, they call you out, though, don't they?
They give me a heart. They're like, Dad, don't do that.
Instead of flipping someone off, like another driver, they say something that actually makes them upset is blow them a kiss. Like,
Oh, my.
Yeah. They say a sarcastic thumbs up is also something you can do if they're being a jerk in traffic.
Or you can show your disapproval and literally give them a thumbs down. Like, I feel like that would be worse than like a middle finger, like thumbs down, like, oh, wait, like maybe I really didn't do a good job.
Okay. I think that I get that anyway. Like, we got a four-way stop close to my house, and if someone goes too early, you know, someone's like, they'll be screaming at you and they're throwing their arms up and everything.
Yeah.
And then I've got to do that dumb slap on my head, you know, with my hand going, oh, I am such an idiot. Yeah. I should not have. It was not my turn. Please forgive me.
My bad. My bad.
Yeah.
Why do you get this a lot?
Because at four-way stop, someone needs to put a light up there. So,
Wait a second. It's the stop's fault?
Somebody ain't obeying the rules. And I don't know, but I'm getting a lot of gestures when I get to the stops, the four-way stop.
How interesting for you.
I don't know who's doing it wrong. Somebody is.
Your journey must be fun. Wow.
But that, I mean, what else can you do? Like when you do, and when you're the one that makes the mistake, like in traffic.
Well, I was at some North Main back roads. I thought it was a four-way stop.
Yeah.
No. I thought it was a four-way stop.
Mm-hmm. He's on cold medicine.
I stopped and looked, and there was a car coming, but I mean, I had enough time because I thought he was going to stop at the stop sign that he didn't have.
Yeah.
So I literally pulled out in front of him, ran the stop sign, and he slammed on brakes. And as I was passing him, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you got to mouth the words.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing is, like, if I mess up driving, it's like, I'm just a girl.
Oh, my.
And then there's, like, they make a bumper sticker, hot girls hit curbs, you know? So it's not my fault, okay?
You know what's big, too, is put the student driver sticker on the back of your car.
That's great. Yeah.
And that way, like, they look at you, they're like, why are you a 40-year-old student driver? But at least you've got an excuse, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't put the Jesus sticker on my car.
Why?
No. But because, you know, people are like, wow.
Because people at that four-way stop are getting mad.
They're mad at me. Like, mad, well, he's driving like a Christian. I'm like, it's not that. It's just that I am an idiot when it comes to driving. I don't know the rules.
Tell them you were praying and you had your eyes closed.
That's right. Jesus drove cars like this too, okay, y'all?
I don't think he did. I think he drove well and nicely.
That's always because they say, Jesus, take the wheel.
It's like, yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Although when people say that, it's usually not a good thing.
That's
true. Usually, I don't know if he does a good job at that point or not.
I'll say this. Here's the one, like when you're going into the mall and there's no stop sign, but all those people stop because there's two stop signs on the side.
Yes.
And like you're backed up onto Haywood Road or whatever, wherever you are.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, go on in. We're back here in traffic. Someone's going to hit me.
Oh, my gosh.
I realize out in traffic that people don't pay attention to traffic.
Okay.
I mean, I went to get on 385 yesterday, and literally this car was going 20 miles an hour. And I'm like, what are you doing? Get up to speed.
I don't understand how they think they're going to merge into a bunch of 65 to 70 mile an hour cars going 20 miles an hour. And then they look like you're the jerk for, like, why are you pushing? I can't get out.
Yeah. And then the ones that ride out the entire lane before they actually get merge into 385, the whole entrance lane. I'm like, you had plenty of time, and now I'm side by side, and you've got to stop.
Okay.
Because I'm not letting you over now.
Just blow him a kiss.
Yeah, jerk.
There you go.
Blow him a kiss.
There you go. Thumbs down. I'm disapproving of this.
You don't do the thumbs down. It's thumbs up. It's passive aggressive.
So. Oh, passive aggressive. Yeah. Okay.
You're like probably rolling down the window, with your thumbs down out the window.
I'm calling your daddy. You're a terrible driver.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, it is a second date update, and this is a little unusual, but this time we've got a young lady on the phone as opposed to usually it's the guys who call us. But Jill, you said you went out with Daniel and that you guys basically you said you had a good time, but that he is not calling back.
Yeah, we went out last week, and I thought it went great. We had a great kiss goodnight. Before that, he came over to my place, thought it was awesome. He's totally ghosted me.
You know, that's what happens with the second date updates. Our job is to be investigators and find out why.
Yeah, and your job is to let us just talk, and maybe he'll answer since it's coming from the radio station. He won't know that you're involved, and he might tell us what happened.
Okay.
All right, sit tight.
Hello.
Hi, is this Daniel?
Yeah, this is him, but who's calling?
This is Hawk and Tom. We are live on the radio right now. Good morning. We want to give you a prize.
Yeah.
You want to give me a prize?
Yeah, we want to play a little game called Second Date Update. And if you can answer a couple of questions, we'll send you out on a free dinner on us.
All right.
You don't mind being on the radio?
I'm already on. Might as well,
I like the way you think.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so here's the deal. We got a call from a friend of ours named Jill who said she went on a date with you. She had a great time, and she said you were ghosting her. She was curious to know why. So we thought we would try to find out for her. Did you have a good time with Jill?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah, I had a great time. It was really good. She's a great conversationalist. The dinner was really good.
So then what happened?
We went back to her house, and for a while, it was better. We had ice cream sundaes, and she has, like, one of those wooden churners. She actually churned the ice cream herself earlier that day.
Awesome.
Old-fashioned ice cream.
That's a keeper.
All right.
Yeah, and then I didn't want a sundae, actually, so then I had a cone instead. She's like, well, I got cones, da-da-da, and then she ended up having a cone instead, even after she had kind of made up the sundaes, which I thought was pretty cool and very caring. So we're hanging out. It's going well. We're watching a little TV. You know, I look over. She's letting her dog eat the ice cream cone, which is like kind of whatever. But then she immediately like went right after the dog and ate it herself. And then I'm just like,
okay.
So why didn't you go out with her again?
So you're saying that she's swapping licks with the dog while she's eating her ice cream cone?
I'm saying I don't know what's going on, but that's where it's starting, at least it seems. So
you were grossed out because she was sharing her ice cream cone with the dog?
Absolutely, yes. Wouldn't you be?
Now, that's interesting because she told us another thing about the date. She said that you still got a good night kiss in.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know.
Okay.
I'm still a gentleman, you know.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Jill is on the line with us right now. Jill?
Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
The reason we've got her on the line, we want to try to hook you guys back up. How big a deal was this to you?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty big deal. I'm not going to lie. I'm even more inquisitive. Like, where does that continuum end?
Oh, is she like drinking out of the dog bowl?
Yeah, exactly. What's going on there?
I mean, he's my dog. I definitely give him human food from time to time. So what? He licked my ice cream and then I licked the ice cream. He licks my face all the time. You let him lick your face when you first met him.
I did not let him. He licked me whether I wanted it or not.
That's like your dog, huh?
Yeah, my dog is a licker. He can't hold his liquor, and he will lick anybody that comes over the house. The tough part is, because you do have to admit, dogs lick their bottoms and stuff, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, licking your ice cream cone.
So you wouldn't like this?
I wouldn't let Otis lick my ice cream cone.
See, I share everything with my dog. I don't care. He can lick my ice cream if he wants to.
Yeah, that ain't like the good old days, if you will. Bluebell tastes like the good old days. I don't want those good old days in my ice cream.
Wow, Daniel, I got to feel like Jill went all the way to make sundaes and then even switched to ice cream cones and made homemade ice cream for you. And it seems like this is something you could talk out and maybe, like, you know, ask her maybe not to share her ice cream cone with the dog, but you could find a happy medium.
I mean, Jill, how do you feel about that?
Nobody's ever pointed out that it's weird. I don't have to do it. Is it okay that he sleeps in my bed?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's good, because my dogs both sleep with us. They climb in the bed.
Hey, would you let Daniel lick your ice cream cone?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, there you go.
If I let him kiss me, then I absolutely would let him lick my ice cream cone. Wouldn't you share, like, waters with the person you're dating?
Daniel?
Oh, me? Yeah, of course. Yeah, I thought it was a rhetorical question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like the two of you could possibly go out again.
Yeah, and you could, you know what, maybe French kiss us ice cream cone together.
But I know.
We will probably not have ice cream if he decides.
I was going to say, we won't send you to an ice cream shop. We'll send you out to a restaurant. Jill, it sounds like you would be on board for going for another date.
I mean, I would love it if he didn't ghost me again, if it didn't go well. But yeah, I really liked him. And okay, I don't have to share an ice cream cone with my dog or
like sandwich or whatever other food I might share with them. There
you go. All right, so Daniel, it's up to you. You want a second date?
Yeah, I'm into it. And
all right.
If I have,
yeah,
okay. If something comes up, I'll express my feelings to you instead of not.
Just don't express the dog.
Don't do that on the date. No.
I am kind of curious. What is the most unusual thing you've let your dog eat? An ice cream cone's pretty unusual.
No, it's not. That's like, pretty common.
Really?
Yeah. They even make ice cream for dogs.
Yeah, but you don't eat that.
Not, no, because it doesn't taste
so good. So let's say you're
regular dogs shouldn't eat regular ice because it's not good for them.
Oh. Well, I learned something new.
What?
They're not supposed to eat regular ice cream.
Yeah, well, they can't eat chocolate ice cream.
I know they can't eat chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm not bad.
Okay. So, like spaghetti or something, you like, you know.
I saw it on Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
That was a documentary.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're going to stop bugging you guys. Thanks for sharing your story here with us on the Hawk and Tom Show and being part of a second date update. We love you.
Hang on the line, Kato. We'll get you guys hooked up on your next date together.
Thanks, guys.
We got a winner.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.